Meanwhile, Russia condemns the double standards adopted by Western countries that support insurgents in one country and fight them in another.
The struggle of democracy against tyranny or good against evil has long obscured the problems associated with the rising wave of extremism, which is spilling over into other regions today as well. The terrorist attacks in Kenya have demonstrated the full gravity of this threat. It's common knowledge that the jihadist groups that contain quite a few radicals coming from all parts of the world are the most combat-capable units of the opposition. The goals they pursue have nothing to do with democracy and are based on intolerance and aimed at destruction of secular states and establishment of caliphates. It's hard to call as far-sighted a policy which on substance either mounts military resistance, as in Mali, or provides support to the same.
Lavrov has also criticized Western countries for accusing the Syrian government of using chemical weapons against its own people without proof. Lavrov has told the UN General Assembly that the use of chemical weapons is inadmissible, but that gives no one the right to make accusations and pass verdicts without proof. Meanwhile, Iran has also refreshed its condemnation of the Western support for insurgents in Syria. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the outside powers must stop their support for insurgents in Syria. He added that the Syrian crisis could only be resolved through diplomacy, not force. Well, to discuss that situation in Syria a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Mark Dankoff, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from San Antonio. Mr. Dankoff, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I'm guessing that you heard maybe part of what... I think that you may have heard part of what Mr. Bashar al-Jafari may have said there. I wanted to get your take on that. He went through some of those points where all states now have to abide by this resolution.
Well, yes, I think it would be extremely helpful to emphasize all states, which would include Israel in terms of signing the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Israel in terms of having its Knesset ratify Israel's signing of the Chemical Weapons Treaty, and an agreement on the part of the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the Gulf Cooperation Council states to stop supporting these terrorist groups that are operating within Syria. I think if we could achieve all that, it would be a far happier situation.
And how confident are you, Mr. Dankoff, that any of those states will abide by this resolution?
Well, I tend to be a cynic on issues like this, and today, just as one example, it comes out that three of the key military elements in the so-called Supreme Military Command, the Syrian Army, that had been supported by the United States, have now become a part of an Islamist coalition which is explicitly affiliated with this Jabhat al-Nusra organization and with al-Qaeda. And it's important to understand that this new Islamist coalition is thought to be a position of a Wahhabic version of Islamic law in Syria. We all know what that was for Shia believers in Syria, as well as for Christian believers in Syria. The other thing is that this new coalition rejects this so-called opposition coalition Obama has been pushing on people as a solution. This so-called Syrian opposition coalition is based in, presently based in Istanbul, Turkey, and
okay, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Mark Dankoff speaking to us live from San Antonio.